Emmanuel Njoku thought he was living the American dream. The immigrant from Nigeria invested in real estate and rode the housing boom to great heights. At the peak, Njoku owned 16 properties in Prince George's County, Maryland, just outside of Washington, D.C. But as NPR's John Itzty reports, with the housing bubble now burst, Njoku is living a nightmare.
That gentleman right there has been trying to sell that home.
Emmanuel Njoku steers his big SUV through winding streets lined by brand new homes in the Fairview housing development near Bowie, Maryland. The gentle hills and mature trees on what was once a Maryland plantation have been transformed into an upscale neighborhood. And like so many places in the United States, this one is hurting.
So this is the promise
neighborhood.
This one here is a foreclosure.
It's a bank owned.
This one right here over here in the corner is a foreclosure. This home right here never was occupied for 3 years.
Basically, every other home in this neighborhood is in foreclosure, says Njoku. He says one potential buyer took a look at the promised neighborhood and decided it must be cursed. In fact, more than 800 homes in this zip code are in some stage of the foreclosure process, according to the research firm RealtyTrack. One of them is the home Emmanuel Njoku and his family used to live in, a sprawling 7,000-square-foot house finished in stone.
This beautiful castle here, this was my home, and as of 3 months ago, I decided to move out.
Njoku couldn't afford the payments, and the bank is threatening foreclosure. He says some investors are interested in buying it for $650,000. That's half what he paid for it in 2003.
Nice. Get the right key. Been too long.
The entry hall has a 20-foot ceiling with a double stairway winding to the second floor.
Hardwood floors throughout, four fireplaces and butler's pantry and three-car garage.
Njoku, a pharmacist by profession, got into real estate when his wife's health deteriorated after the birth of their second child. He hoped to supplement his salary. He succeeded beyond his wildest dreams. By 2003, he owned seven properties. As their value shot higher, he pulled equity out to buy other homes, including this dream house.
I like the view. We can go this way, actually.
Njoku leads the way past the master suite with a jacuzzi, past the home theater, into the solarium with a hilltop view of other nouveau mansions. And he remembers the life he once led.
You know, being able to go to the dealer and pay for a vehicle cash down. You know, you can't do that on a salary. Being able to buy a million-dollar home at age 34, first-generation immigrant. God rest my father's soul in peace, but I wish he was alive to see it. I mean, even with the fall, to see that actually, you know what, Daddy, I made it to the top, close to the top.
Njoku says it was all made possible by skyrocketing home prices and easy credit from lenders who helped him purchase homes while he was showing very little income.
I have two guys that I literally call the miracle walkers because they did a miracle. I mean, we're talking about situations where a salary of $20,000 purchased a $560,000 house.
There's no way you can make that work.
It did. I have the house to show you. These were deals that I made. And the down payment came from a credit card. In fact, the home at $560,000, 6 months after that, was valued at $780,000. We cashed out another $60,000 right out of that. And then 2 years later on, pulled out another $100,000. That was the money generated.
An eager alliance of builders and lenders and investors like Njoku helped fuel the housing bubble. At the peak, in the summer of 2006, his 16 properties were worth more than $8 million. His net worth was over $2 million, he says.
The appreciation factor, the refinance ability made it a sweet ride.
Was there ever this little voice in the back of your mind saying, wait a minute, the value of a home can't increase that much in 6 months?
Now, you're talking about somebody who came from the cornfields of Africa, where we build homes straight out of the pocket. There are no mortgages.
Njoku acknowledges he was naive. He, like a lot of others, thought U.S. home prices would continue rising indefinitely. But now about half his properties are in foreclosure, and the other half are worth less than he owes on them. He works nights as a pharmacist, but the income doesn't come close to covering his obligations. Bankruptcy is a real threat. And as the bubble that Njoku admits he helped to create bursts, many of his neighbors in this majority African-American county are struggling too.
I don't honestly know how these communities are going to be able to bounce back. Quite frankly, it's scary because you have these beautiful homes, these beautiful communities that were thriving. And now all of a sudden, there's a silent suction of hope and progress out of the lives of people. I mean, just, I don't know, it's just hard to put to words.
Just around the corner from Njoku's former home is the old plantation house, a mansion with hundreds of years of history. Next to it is a wood structure falling in on itself, part of the old slave quarters. Njoku says when he lived here, he'd bring his children around and point first to the slave quarters and then to their beautiful home and ask them to think about the contrast.
100 years ago, this is where we were living. And then now, this is where we're living. And this is one of the reasons, personally, the American dream for me is not over. I can look at the situations that these guys went through, you know, when they came here.
The slaves.
Yeah, and fought their way up. For me to give up, it's not an option. It's absolutely not an option.
And Njoku says this crisis is just a temporary setback. Actually, he says it's a setup for a comeback.
In fact, you know what my friends say? They say, oh boy, Emmanuel, what are you cooking up now? And that's exactly what I want them to be thinking. And when I make my comeback, oh boy, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. God willing, it's going to be awesome.
Real estate investor and optimist, Emmanuel Njoku. John Edstey, NPR News, Washington.